guarded optimism in India from business aviation leaders battling for a bigger piece of the sky. From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. After an unprecedented high-level meeting between representatives of the Business Aviation Operators Association of India and senior civil aviation officials in Delhi, BAOA Secretary Rajesh Bali says he hopes some of the glaring inequities between the way commercial and general aviation interests are treated in that country will ease.
I'll tell you, we gave that presentation and we put it in very strong words. Some of the suggestions which we had given were not being fully accepted by the ministry at that time. But I believe that is a thing of the past.
Bali says there are several reasons to believe the government may be changing its approach to general aviation. In recent weeks, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued a new policy allowing for the interoperability of scheduled and non-scheduled carriers on a regional basis. But there is no real regional aviation infrastructure yet to support that, he says. At airports throughout the country, many of which are privately run, there are simply no parking facilities for GA aircraft, nor are there terminals for GA passengers.
There is a need. In fact, we believe that they will have to provide about 20-30% of the airport space in all metros to general aviation.
I think it really boils down to building the awareness with the authorities of the importance of business aviation.
That's Lexden Herder, Vice President for Government and Industry Affairs at Universal Weather and Aviation. He also points out that under the current government, the maintenance, repair, and overhaul end of the industry is almost non-existent in India because it's so heavily taxed. Right now, 40 cents of every dollar spent on MRO activity goes toward taxes. BAOA estimates India could become a hub for MRO operations if the government will simply reduce the tax load. Not to do so, argues Bali and other GA proponents in India, is like taking a $1 billion chunk out of the aviation economy in India every year. BAOA also points out current regulations, parking space issues, and tax policies appear to be hurting the growth of business aviation in India. There are now 525 business aircraft operating in India. Growth was expected to hit 12.5% a year between now and 2020, but now that's been revised downward. Where earlier projections were that India would have a fleet of almost 1,800 business aircraft by 2020, the estimate is now only 922.
The road ahead is tough, but we are on it.
I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
Pilots may be able to receive reimbursement for many business flights, but there are some limitations you need to know about if you want to avoid violating FAA regulations or perhaps voiding your insurance coverage. But there is an answer. NBAA has a publication called The Reimbursement of Flight Expenses for Owner Pilots Handbook. It's full of answers that will help you understand the privileges and limitations of flight-related business reimbursements. It's free. For more information and to get your copy, check out the webpage flyforbusiness.org/reimbursement. That's flyforbusiness, all one word, flyforbusiness.org/reimbursement.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. It's tax season, of course, and while that's on your mind, now's a great time to take advantage of early bird registration for the May 2nd Business Aviation Taxes Seminar. It's in San Francisco. It's a one-day event aimed at accountants, lawyers, and flight department personnel. To learn more about aviation tax planning, check the website for more information on how to register. Perhaps you've heard it by now, a couple of new terms implemented this month by FAA. The new phrases are climb via and descend via. You'll find much more valuable information on this by going to the NBAA website and searching on the term climb via. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.